Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, everybody, we will bring you into the mythological world of the vampires and werewolves. We will show you how your life and how you are part of the most mundane occult world, the vampire and the werewolf. Prepare your minds, O ye bones.
Thank you.
Jones.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, everybody. That was the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, who also was into the occult world of the vampires. He even went so far as to bite them off the heads in his concerts. This is how deep this thing is. We're going to get into tonight. Tonight is the legends of the vampires and of the werewolf. We got our special guest who will be coming on with us a little shortly. But that's going to be my brother Montu Hotep. And we're going to break this thing down tonight because we believe the occultic world, through all the television, through all of the media, has captivated us with these legends called the vampires and the werewolves. We grew up with the vampire. I remember Peter Cushing going to the drive-in movies, seeing Bela Lugosi in black and white. Then you had the Night Stalker. It'd been coming on through all the generations that we must give blood sacrifice. But tonight, y'all asked for it. Y'all want to see how things can get deeper, we're going to give it to you tonight. Tonight, we just want everybody to know, prepare yourself because you know all of this world in the Western world believes in the vampires. And all of them believe in the werewolf. Peter Cushing, Lon Chaney Jr. was one of the first werewolves out there. Then Michael Jackson came out with it. This werewolf myth is very serious. We're going to break it down tonight. But before we get started, you know how we do things. We're going to give some shout-outs. We have, and I must mention this first, we still have a lot of people coming down here to the great state. We still have Dr. Kava, which is going to be Friday, August 1st and August the 3rd. Please contact them immediately if you plan on going. That's Dr. Kava going to be here. And you're going to be doing a presentation. And you need to call Sister Galia as soon as you can. Galielle, which is at 954-554-5174. And she will give you all the update information. It's going to be in Dania Beach. And it starts at 11 a.m. August 1st. And it's a three-day seminar. That's one. We also have a very big leap for our sister, who is coming on to her fulfillment in her political career, as Sister Irene Allen Cates. She's going to be getting ready to take on the serious debate of the incumbent. This coming tomorrow in St. Petersburg, everybody. All those in St. Petersburg, Florida, please tune into that debate. That's Sister Irene Olive Cates, who is running for the school district up in St. Pete in Pinellas County. Please take a look. She should be on YouTube afterwards and give her your encouragement that she can be the incumbent who's been sitting there for such a long time while we go into another curriculum that is going to be called Common Core. So let's take that out. But tonight, we had so many discussions, man. I don't talk to, I think Brother Manetti Amin Rai, who came on, and I think for his class that he came on and gave us a good information on Monday night. But you know, I'm getting to the point where you start to tell people, they say it's too much information. Now, we can't have it both ways, everybody. And those of you who are on the internet, I thank you for listening. Please continue to share this information. But we got to have some hardcore analytical thought here. We can't have it both ways. One minute we can't say, oh, we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then now that knowledge is at our fingertips, and those of us who have been taking this journey to explain this and who have been explained and we took it upon ourselves, now we express this, we have what I call time warp. Well, some people are still in another time, and have not caught up. Now, while we are waiting, I just want you to know that the United States of America is no longer a country. It is a corporation, and it's surpassed a corporation now. All you all who are listening, lift this up. They are now officially part of the American Union, the North American Union that was all talked about during Ross Perot period. We were going against Bill Clinton, the vampires. When we get into that concept, you will see where we're going with this. The vampires are ruling everybody. They are sucking the blood of the earth. And now, because of that, we had a brother just came back from Mexico. And let me just say this. He came back telling me that he didn't have to have his passport to get through Mexico. Because guess what? The enhanced driver's license, everybody will be the new form of ID. Those of you in states who have advanced driver license, well, guess what? You are lucky to have them. I'm going to bring, stay in there for me, brother, until I bring you in that way. If anything happens tonight with my vocals, you will take over, please, and continue on just in case. So I had to bring you in there so we can get this going. But let me just say that, everybody. We have surpassed that now. We are not even a corporation. We are the North American Union. When you can walk through Mexico right into the United States, and already was in Canada was already doing it, you are now part of a no border regional area that you are now going to be sectored. You will be sectored soon into the regions that were shown to you some years back. But I'm getting some feedback from the thing, so if you can like tone your microphone down so I can hear me through the system. I don't know if it's you or me, but it didn't happen to let me see if I can turn just try to turn yourself down a little bit, yeah. It didn't happen 15 years ago. It was talked about. Now it's happening. So now those of you keep saying, oh, it's too much information. Well, how much information do you want to withhold? Because the Dry Bones Connection is, if you notice on our thing, it says information specialist. That's on our logo. It means we specialize in giving you precise information. Whether it's going to hurt your feelings because you did not know about the fact that some of these things was done by us, or you're going to be rejoiced because then you can at least say truth is was the spirit that you was willing to follow rather than somebody's rhetoric. But this is why we're going to get into this tonight. Because of this phenomenon that's going on, I'm going to bring the brother in about close to the 20-minute mark. So be ready. This vampire phenomenon is actually a manifestation of man. His thirst, his hunger to survive, but not to survive in a way that's of nature, but to survive in a way that is of death. To suck the blood, the life force, out of everybody on the planet. Some form of fashion has a fluid running through it. Mainly blood for those of you who are from the human species, animal species. Except for plant life. But plant life still has a fluid that runs through it. And we talked about this on Monday. The DNA, we call it the divine nature of atom, of the atom. But this atom has transformational power. And that's how this vampire and werewolf thing goes. Transformational. Now, I'm going to read some things before I bring the brother in so we can start the night out. But before you know it, I'm going to say this. And then I'm going to start. It says, I'll be held to the thrones were cast down. And the Ancient of Days did sit. That's Daniel 7:9. All the thrones will be cast down, the ancient principles of the ancestors, as the Maya, shall eventually persevere based on the principles of astrology, metaphysics, alchemy, and all of the sciences that were created for the use of our spiritual body to ride through this manifestation. So truth, justice, and harmony, and balance, and reciprocity, and order, and righteousness shall be brought back. But there's a timetable. And just like the vampire has to be in during his timetable, which is before the sun comes up. Before Amen comes up, the vampire must hide. And for the werewolf to get its magnetic lunar psychotic power, he waits for the moon. And it must be full before he is able to turn and transform. So we're going to go quickly. It says that the legends of the vampires, the Night Stalker, remember we talked about the Night Stalker series, have been around for centuries. These mysteries of night creatures is eternal. Many creatures believe the myth of the Night Stalker and take on the precaution against the undead. We're dealing with the undead, necrophilia. Some of the rituals are with the dead, sexual dead, meaning necrophiliacs, is some of what Caligula, the Roman Empire, was very known for doing. It says each culture has a name for the night creature, Latin, Serbian, Greeks, English, Russian, and even our people, the Africans. The vampire for the Africans is Obeyifo, means hunt the tribes of Africa. Wonder what that really means when we break it down tonight. But we want you to know the werewolf story goes back on paintings over 10,000 BC. Man is shown to be transforming into beast, often a wolf. The written account of werewolves comes from the region of Greece called Arcadia. Arcadia is popular for the gods of one time Zeus, Lycaeus, which is a lichen, as L-K-A-I-O-S, Apollo Lycaeus, in the wolf Zeus, worship of the shamans, because you know the shamans were the only one who used to be where the werewolf had to go to get the potion taken off. And then you will have, which is considered the sexual union of both the vampire and the wolf, is of female, male, sun, and moon. Sun, meaning the vampire who cannot take the sun, and the moon, who is the werewolf who gets his power from Lilith. Tonight, everybody, prepare your mind, because we're going to take you into the occult world, and we're not going to pull punches with you tonight, because you're already worshiping it as you speak. Every one of our children and ourselves have been hallucinated to vampire movies, and we have been succumbed by the rituals of the vampire, where blood sucking is normal. And you watch it on movies for the past 50 years plus, and to now, we are watching the bloodletting of the vampires on the planet Earth. So without further ado, we're going to get this conversation started, but I got to bring my brother in, Montu Hotep, who is going to break this down tonight into what I consider make it plain. And I got my notes. I know he got his notes. So let's get started, brother. Hotep, how you feel tonight?
Hey, brother Dragon, how you doing, brother?
Man, we've been talking about this for quite some time. Those of you on the internet,
can you hear me, bro?
Quite well. Quite well.
Okay. Fine. It was just going in and out. I just wanted to come on.
Go ahead.
You said you might be going. Okay, okay. I just want to thank you letting me come on tonight and just really break this down. First, I want to start off with, and I don't usually give a disclaimer, but this is probably the one time I will say it, disclaimer. A lot of time with me and Brother Drybone talk, this is not a attack on race, religion, politics. We're just speaking truth. And one thing we have to do is my old saying, shame the devil and tell the truth. So that's one thing we try to do tonight, because what we're going to do, we're going to take away the myth of the vampire werewolf and show you the true archetypes of really what we're dealing with here. Those are, you're looking at allegorical stories. If you know Mary Had a Little Lamb, has a hidden meaning behind it. The three pigs and the wolf, you know what I'm saying, the big bad wolf. there's a story behind that. You see what I'm saying? It's not saying a wolf is after some three pigs. It's telling you to watch certain people in wolf's clothing and not to be too simple-minded like a pig. So what you're going to see tonight is why have we been so, captivated with vampires and werewolves. Tonight we will go through some of the myth, and we will show how this comes back into Nile Valley, into Africa, and really travel all the way up into the Mediterranean, all the way up, even into the Americas. Even in South America, they have a version of this. But these bloodsuckers are real. What they have done is they've made people believe that they're not real. The thing is on TV is real, but that's not them. These things are totally different. They're human, but they have the spirituality or the spiritual incline inside of these creatures. And they look just like us in certain ways,
right,
in one type form. And that's how they fool people.
Right.
But tonight I will expose this and let people know this is real, and there's a reason why they have a fascination with this.
Well, let me ask you this, because it goes way back. The werewolf, you know, we got the Roman Empire who claimed that Remus and Romulus was birthed and drinking the milk of a wolf.
Yes.
We see that a lot of the early cultures have wolves all over the place. Are we actually talking about a transformation of one's bestiality up into a conscious being, or what do you think about the transformation when we come from animal to beast?
Well, let's look at it this way. And I've studied so many mythology. I want people to understand that mythology is how the ancients told stories, which were real stories, but they were allegorical, which you had to read inside between the lines. You had to understand the hidden message behind. It was like a movie. So what we have to do and understand is that when you look at this, if people go inside the internet, just put in Romulus and Remus. When you see the Capitanian wolf that they are sitting there suckling off of this wolf. This wolf is a wolf figure is the Etruscan. What we must understand is the Etruscans are the original people that live in the so-called Roman Isles or the so-called where Italy and all that is. Those were the black people that lived there prior to these other people. So is this story saying that it was a transformation from one people to another? Because remember, the ancient people in Nile Valley use animals to represent themselves. But could this be a genetic thing? See, one thing we've got to understand is that we keep thinking that today is so advanced. It's nowhere close to the advanced people in the ancient. People in the ancient were so more advanced than these cartoon characters. It's scary. They can't even fathom what they were doing. They're trying to replicate, but they still can't figure it out. So if you go online and you look it up, you'll see the two children suckling from this Etruscan wolf figure. Okay? So there's more to these stories that meet the eyes. I'll tell you one other thing. There's another story called the Lycan. Well, where did they get that word, the Lycan? The Lycan came from a king of Arcadia who was turned by Zeus into a wolf because he ate some flesh. Okay?
Right.
It says he killed his 50 other son with a lightning bolt, slaughtered his children, which was restored to life. That's what he did later on when he transformed him into that. So you have to understand that, and this is one thing I will say tonight, and I don't want to get away from this. These stories, so-called Greek stories, so-called Roman stories, are actually our story. They're actually an Ethiopian Kushite story. Those stories, there's really no such thing as a Greek. All those Homer, all that's actually our stuff. That's why they killed George G.M. James' stolen legacy. They had some people kill him. So these people's history is real fake. It's not really what you think it is. You'll actually see there's an Ethiopia Zeus on top of another Zeus. So you have to understand that there's really no such thing as they acquired our history. They acquired our our history and made it their history. It's the truth, facts. So when you hear about the vampire, what does the vampire do? The vampire comes in and he sucks the life off, and he leeches, and he lives off someone else. This is the same story. This is the same thing. So you have to understand, but what does the werewolf do? If you know anything about Norse mythology, that means Thor and Odin. That is people called the berserkers. The berserkers were supposedly a people that when they went into battle, they would sometimes be naked and painted, and sometimes they would put on the hides of bears and stuff, and they would drink all these potions, which they call potion, which is just nothing more than drugs and hallucinogens, and they would take on this animalistic level, okay? But that's your werewolf. But your werewolf isn't always a wolf. At nighttime, he's a monster. When he comes back, he changes into a regular human. Okay, the vampire is a vampire 24/7. He's a bloodsucker at all times. So you have to look at this on a natural level and on top of a spiritual level. Okay, you have to understand you're dealing with the moon people. Okay, so we got to be real honest. And this, like I say, we got to deal with some facts here and not be putting people down because this is just the truth. We got to stop talking, worry about people's feelings and just put it out there. So, that's basically where these stories come from. And the more I expose this, the more you'll see. And they're still here. They're vampires and werewolves. And if you look at those movies, you'll see if people remember. Dracula was turned into a vampire by a gypsy. Or if you know the gypsies, that word is really actually Egyptian. But those people were the mixed breeds that came out of Egypt, supposedly went into those areas. That's why they're persecuted today. Just like the so-called Sephardic Jews are the mixed breed of the Moors, which the Ashkenazim and the Khazarian Jews can't stand them. So we have to understand that there are real vampires and real werewolves. So when we do the rest of this here tonight, this little telecast, you'll see exactly where it all comes from. Brother Drybones, are you there? Okay, well, he's got knocked off. What we want to talk about tonight, people, if you can hear me, and I know they'll say just keep talking. You've got to understand three things here. You have a lot of powerful families who are the major people who are the vampires. If you remember the movie Blade, and you've seen those 12 people sitting around a table. That is real. That is your, like, the Council 300, your Bilderbergs. Those people are your 100% vampires. And if you notice, some of them, they weren't all white. You had different ones. You had Asian, you had black, you know. They sit at the table, and I'll really be honest, I doubt there's any blacks there. If he is, he ain't really got no power. He just might be a sucker. But that showed in that movie, the vampires. And if you notice, those were the worldly, the powerful people that lived in the shadows. You never see them. They were always in the background. So when you see that was a prominent view in that movie. What was Wesley Snipes trying to show? He was trying to show you the true vampire, that they are the world leaders. They are the movers and shakers in the background that you never see, that you don't know who they are. Okay? So that was it. Then if you watch the movie Underworld, you see it again, same basis. Powerful individual, high upper crust, was the vampire. The lower ones, the werewolves, and they did the bidding of the vampire. Same exact story. And it's the same exact way that they run on the scale of the world today. It's the same thing. Nothing different.
So you're saying that the vampires that we got today is a personification of what is actually happening now. So let me ask you this. In so many ways of looking at this, we seem to have an elite that practices different religious and political ideology that seems to be predicated on killing. Now, let's take this nighttime thing for a minute. Night has a lot of connotations behind it, everybody. It's the most fearful of the so-called 24 hours. You got darkness. The only illumination you got is the moon. Let's look at the animals that are being dealt with here. Normally, a vampire turns into a bat. Bat is nocturnal, can see in darkness. Mm-hmm. Then you have the owls, who are usually out with the bat, which is another nocturnal animal who can see in the dark. But the owl has another distinction. He is considered an attribute of wisdom based on the fact he can turn his head around 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He turns his head completely around. So he is a symbol. So are we to say maybe, brother, that these animals represent human attributes?
Yes, definitely. The best hunter hunts at night. Okay? He's nocturnal. He will climb trees. He will be able to know his prey. People have to use the Bible in the form of when you talk about Esau and Jacob. Who knows one? I think Esau was more the hunter, if I'm not mistaken. I think
Jacob was,
I don't have to watch my Bible in front of me, but we look at these stories.
I'll back you up. You're right that he was the hunter, correct.
He was the hunter. So we must understand in these stories we have two archetypes here. One does the bidding of the other. And if you always notice, the vampire always keeps the werewolf behind. Why? Because he's more bloodthirsty than the other one. You ever heard of them people that ride the bike, you ride the motorcycles, you got the real road warriors, and then you got those weekend warriors? Well, the weekend warrior is the werewolf. And the vampire is all day, every day.
Right.
But what's so funny about the vampire is he don't look like a monster, but he's more vicious than the werewolf. The werewolf looks like a monster, but he's not more vicious. But remember, the werewolves are subservient to the vampire. In every movie, if you notice that, you see that. So this is where you have to understand. This is why when you look at what happened in, Oklahoma, for instance, people, the werewolves were the people that came in and did the dirty work after they had already set up these people to be getting killed. The same people that was around them, upstanding citizens, that they people probably seen, probably knew they were living on the other side. When the vampires sucked the movement to get them people, the werewolves went and got them. Then once the werewolves got in there, and then they dropped the vampires had the other folks drop the bombs on these people. That's what we're dealing with here.
That's what we do, and I like how you put that. So you're basically saying that, okay, this force of the vampire, his only enemy is the sun, which is nature.
Yes.
Now,
yes, basically.
Let's get a little bit deeper, everybody, in here, because we're going to go. Now, everybody know that the sun, in the chemic mythology, is Ra. It shoots out the highest radiation. It shoots out that which he cannot seem to take. Now, I'm not saying this. The vampire characteristics show him as pale. Now, they have changed it up, of course, and now we got all kind of vampires. But the premise that we all have seen was the pale, powder-faced, dead-looking individual. Now, are we to believe that because of the region that everybody claims that Dracula was at, and everybody says it's Transylvania? Well, let's go with something here. Let's take this myth from where it could have started with a lot, with Bly the Impaler Bay. Now, Bly the Impaler's last name was Bay. I want everybody to know that because he was in Constantinople, and they gave him that name. Is this where the cult of the Dracul, which would be the cult of the dragons, give us a little bit of information on how these cults become rituals of blood drinking?
Well, I think when people what people have to realize is that this stuff still goes back again into Africa and the Nile Valley, Ethiopian stories, Kushite stories. You will find, if everybody does the research, the progenitors of so-called vampires were Set. Set was a let me get this straight so people understand, these are nothing more than priesthoods people, so it ain't one guy. All right. One time these people were a good god. This is where you get your Jesus and your Satan story. Good cult. Alright? Good people. Then all of a sudden it falls. If you notice, Seth was a black god who was with Ra and protected. All of a sudden, he changes and he turns into this white, blonde, or redhead god, which he really was red. Now, how in the world is a switch like that? Strange. Then all of a sudden, it takes on this vampire thing. That's a progenitor. His counterpart is what you would call Cain. Another story in the Hebrew story, Cain is the progenitor to vampires. Now, very funny. Look at Cain history. You'll see these same things talking about Mark and curse. These curse now. We always talk about Ham curse, but really the story is talking about Cain was cursed. So we got to understand.
Cain is cursed.
Yeah, that's so right. People got to understand. Anytime the power elite that run this world tell you right, you might want to think left. Ain't no black people curse. Ain't no black people curse. And first of all, what I mean by curse, they weren't cursed to turn white folks turning black. It was black people turning white. And this is the stuff we got to get to the point. And this is the missing link. The whole vampire thing, when you gave the characteristics, we're just telling the truth, people. People just got to deal with it. That was the characteristics. Pale, could not stand sunlight. Eye color, very weak eyes. Everybody in the cult world knows this. They know. So anything I'm saying, they know it ain't a joke. They know I'm telling the truth. So, that was the key. When we get with the werewolf, we're talking about a very hairy person that can grow hair everywhere. It's very simple. This is just a fact. So we have to look at the caveman or the Yeti or Bigfoot. Look at these characters that they talked about. That's all we got to do. We ain't got to make up nothing. It's right there telling you. But people thought
it's right,
were fake.
Yeah. Now let's go with that, because a lot of times we take for granted that there is people who we might call freak of nature, but really been around for a long time. Let's go with the hermaphrodite. If you notice, Dracula is actually into orgies. If you look at most vampire movies, we have array of women that are seductive. Now, when we get into that women part of it, we get into the mystery system of Lilith.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where a lot of these stories are been taken from and now put into what I would say a more darkened connotation of what would be probably an attribute or a story of one's being of nature and coming into oneself, because blood, everybody, let's make this clear to everybody, blood is one of the most precious commodities that we all have. Without blood, you do not live. Period. If it ain't circulating into the body, you will not live. Loss of blood means your death is near. Notice the vampire precipitates the blood sucking usually with a sexual ritual. Am I making that up? Mainly, if you all look at vampire movies,
they all blood litter. They blood lit.
Yeah, right. So what you see the sexual? Because a lot of our young people is watching Twilight, which is the sex between vampires and the lycans. We have watched Wesley Snipes. With Blade, one of the better vampire trilogies. We have watched Alea, who was a very beautiful vampire. Whoa. are we seeing the story of maybe Goliath and is she playing the seductress, or what are we seeing when we see all this sexual connotation that's attributed to these vampires?
Well, I think one thing we have to look about with that is, and I think this is where it gets, excuse me, kind of mind blowing. You have to look at a lot of these movies. They always have a sexual connotation to it. There's a lot of bisexuality in a lot of the women. See, when you see the man bite another man, that's actually like more of a sexual thing. If you really go into the story, because Lilith actually was a succubus, supposedly a demon. You got a succubus and an incubus, and this is actually what these people are. They're energy vampires. They want the blood, but they want your energy. So they live off that. They live off the fact that they can suck you dry mentally and physically, and then once they're done, you like a shell, a hull, they get rid of you, either by killing you or ritually killing you. So we have to look at the fact that, that's what they do. Our highest vampires out there in California, New York, actually they're all over the country, all over the world. They've got lower class and higher class, but this is what people got to understand. Remember what vampires and werewolves can do. They can turn you. And I'm going to show you what I mean by turn you. These vampires, you may not have the physical look of these vampires, but mentally they can what? They can glamour you. They can control your mind. Then they can turn you. Okay? They can take somebody. Let me show you what I mean by this. Let's say if I, as a black man, go to Japan and I get immersed in that culture and I start wearing the wear of a samurai. Okay, now my mind is not of my color or my nationality. I've taken on another culture. This is what vampirism is. You see young men go in and start acting like Tony Montana from Scarface. Well, now they become that. Well, it's the same thing with these vampires. You can get turned into a vampire and not look like the people that's turning you, but inside of your soul, you have become that. So they turn people in it. So you can see some of these music executives and these moguls, and they turn into vampires, or they turn into werewolves. You got young black men who look like cavemen. They act like cavemen. Now you've turned into a werewolf. You turned in less into a man. You went from God image to a lower caveman. So that's what we mean by being turned. They can turn you. It can be by your own admission, or they can force you to turn. And that's what people don't understand. They look at these movies, they don't understand these movies have a true meaning to it. And they will get your blood. It will be a sacrifice with your blood. That's happened.
Well, let's say this. I was watching, and I want everybody to know, I don't say I agree with everything that was on the Hidden Colors trilogy, but one of the main parts that had to be looked at and should have been looked at more thoroughly was the actual abduction of people for the stealing of body parts. Now, most people know the vampire, and anybody who knows this, what's the most vital thing when you rush to a hospital? They need to know your blood type.
That's right.
And being that your blood type is vital and essential, this is the sort of allegory that we have with the vampire. He is going to not allow you to have a transfusion unless you are hooked up to his program. Now, notice what he gives you. Once you're hooked up to him, you get the riches of the earth, basically, don't you? You notice how when you receive that vampire spirit, you notice he has a mansion, always has a mansion or a castle. You notice that, right? Yeah, look at his. He's always living large.
And let me see another thing. Let me say this here. You always hear these black guys saying this. And this has been said before. Rich forever. Watch when you hear them guys say, I'm rich forever. They've done something. They now. Let me just show you what I mean by this. The rapper out here, he's with MMG. I ain't going to say his name because I don't want to hurt the man's feelings. But his next music group, like they call themselves Maybach Music, he called it the Bilderberg Group. You can't just use that if you ain't affiliated somewhere with these. Not affiliated, but just got the A-OK. Because it's just like the mob. You mess around and use somebody's name wrong, oh, we get at you. You see what I'm saying? You using my name and stuff. Even when they started Rockefeller Records, you got to watch the way you can put that stuff and how you can write that down. So people will make these side deals and everything will be cool, man, but you don't know what you're blending yourself with. You're blending yourself with some people who are straight monsters. And I will tell you now, there's a new show out called The Strain. You'll see the same thing we're talking again. These aristocrats, these high-up vampires, they do the same story again, and our people still haven't figured it out yet. They still don't understand what these people are. Still haven't understand. These people went, they were the same demonic people that was in Kemet, the same demonic stuff. And there's some black vampires, too. That's why we got these vampires. That's a whole nother
story. Let me say this. These vampires, now we don't get into them because the vampires know the power of our body parts. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all better look it up because the real vampires who wrote about, you're making some noise, brother, please. Could you cut the noise down a little bit? I hear a lot of noise coming from you. Thank you.
Oh, it's definitely I'm cool.
Yeah, thank you. The real vampire era, did anybody know that it was never mentioned, of course, but I'm going to mention it. Saint Maurice, the one that was talked about in Hidden Colors, was the one who was an alchemist. He gave futuristic events. He even told Marie Antoinette that she was going to be killed during the French Revolution. And she was killed basically by the guillotine. I want everybody to know, if you think I'm making this up, they're about to bring the guillotine back as the means of lethal killing. They feel that all the botched, now they've been doing this on purpose. Remember all these botched? The vampires are smart. They're lawyers too. Notice how they had all these botched executions, everybody, where the person body was messed up from the, and it was horrifying. And they was burning up, and they didn't die right away. It took them hours to die, and people were going crazy. Well, you know what? The guillotine has been ordered, and the guillotine takes it out within 3 seconds. You're out of there. And guess what the guillotine provides? Living organs, everybody. Once your head is chopped off, your body organs still live. Unlike the injection.
And guess what? They're not. They haven't been shot. They haven't been anything. They're perfectly, just like you just wanted to say, I just can't get the word out. You know what I'm saying? They're perfectly preserved.
Right. That's correct. And so the vampire is already in the medical field. Remember, organs are powerful, everybody. I don't know if many of you who are out there who know we're telling the truth, help us out here when we go into the top of the hour. We'll take a few questions before we start getting to the second half. But body organs are powerful to the occult world. The vampire, you know what he wants. But let's go to the werewolf for a minute. The werewolf really does not go overboard. Matter of fact, he is going through a metamorphosis, which he is trying to stop. If you notice all werewolf movies, the vampire has accepted his vein in life. He said, I'm here. But the werewolf fights it tooth and nail until he can't fight it no more. And the moon, which is one of the most powerful entities in the heavens, caused him to go into the lunatic state. And once he hits the lunatic state, bam. Now, I don't know if y'all ever seen it, but maybe y'all can, you know, let me know. I have yet to see a female werewolf. I think they're always male. I could be wrong, but, you know, hit me up on that one if I'm wrong. I have not seen a female werewolf. I've seen female vampires for sure. But this werewolf, if you notice, he'll have sex with humans because he is practically human. It's only during a period of time, like the brother said, that he transforms. Give me that, what you feel, brother, about this werewolf thing. How come the werewolf is always the one who seems to have compassion prior to the transformation?
Well, being, if you look, well, it's like this, being that he is half human. He can be inhumane or humane. You know, he has that inside of his genetic structure. So being that he can transform and then show his lower nature and rise up and go into his animal nature, his lower nature, I think that's where he gets to humanity. One thing we got to understand, too, and this is what we've got to understand, in the old ancient stories of the vampire, they said that actually, this is amazing to do the research, that vampires actually come off a werewolf, and that the werewolf, when sometimes dies, turns into a vampire bloodsucker.
Right.
So these two characters are literally linked. They're actually related. And that's another thing. This is why when it's amazing we were going this long, they usually cut us off, bro. They don't understand what we're saying is we actually got a genetic. This is actually real, a real person, real people. And there's a reason why you see that with the gypsies. If you notice, actually the gypsies put a curse on the werewolf dude to become the werewolf. Okay? If you go on some of the vampire myths, it puts the curse. This thing is incredible if you really, because the reason why I know so much information, because I've been into reading about this stuff since I was a child. So I've amassed so much information on it. But what has happened now is...
I was going to say, being a child really was what created this fascination with mythological monsters, because of the fact that they inundated us from, I told everybody it was a Night Stalker, it was Michael Landon, a teenage werewolf. For those of you who are younger, Michael Jackson came with it, then you got Wesley, then you got, Lear. You have so many genres of werewolf, but the mythology is coming from such a high order that it's this now. I want y'all to know, we ain't saying it left. This ain't leaving. This still here, y'all. See, the real vampires are actually doing the killing of innocent people through war. The vampires always had wars with the Lycans. If you know the Lycans at the final of the movie, the Lycans in the world and the vampires are fighting. That's like the Protestants and the Catholics. They're going at it to the east. So this is a reality that's actually still going on. Now, let me ask you, I'm going to take a few calls as we get to the top. We still got 10 minutes. Those of you who want to get into this conversation, we will start taking calls at the 10 o'clock hour. Hit the number one to bring you into the queue. Right now I have about 9 of you. I have 888-80-9307. I have 5235-777. And 8848, we ask you to make a comment and question and try to make it as brief as possible. We will give you a minute or so to get it all out, and we will go from there because this is going to be a hot subject tonight. Let me ask you this. Many people have said that 10,000 years, let's just take it back a little longer. 10,000 years, we see transformations. I want everybody to know cloning is not new, everybody. And he mentioned earlier that the ancients had technology that cannot be duplicated to the day. Let's get this understood. No matter how you see any building in the modern world, they always would tell you the seven ancient wonders of the world. And one of them have to be is in Kemet, and others is in other areas of the earth. Now, we're not going to just grandiose Kemet, because Kemet is just one area of the grand scheme, and we want to let everybody know this before we get any further. Let's get this clear. Those of you who understand, between the Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn are the people between the equator. Those people between the Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn have the most hottest regions of the earth. Now, do not, I said 10,000 years, let's just take it 20 to 40,000 years ago, the earth was not in the same type of look, so let's not take it and make it stupid. Darkness is on the people because the melanin is needed to protect yourself from Ra. That's why it's called the sun people, because they were able to take the most hottest period of the sunrise to the 12 o'clock position. They had to have melanin to protect themselves from ultraviolet rays. So it's not a color game to us on this show here, because we understand color came into existence through Germany and Vindenbach, who created the philosophy of racial white supremacy. That came in the 1700s. Prior to that, we was getting it on where we can get it on. And that's a fact. So let's get that off the air tonight. So nobody be talking about, oh, they talking about, no, we not. We talking about the only reason why our color is important for those of you who may be white listening is because you cannot take the hottest sun, and maybe 10 to 15, 20,000 years ago, the sun was even at a different position because the earth was in a different position. So we are not in the same position, for those of you who understand that. So we are talking about real time here, y'all. So go ahead, brother. Go on and catch me up, catch up. I hear a lot of noise, man. You're going to have to take that noise down a little bit. There's a lot of noise coming from you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, bro. I got people walked in. Like I said, you know, I'm glad you put that out because here's the thing that we always try to get people to understand. If we're the sun people, then you got to have the moon people, okay? I want people to look up this here called the moon eye people. And you, when you look it up, you'll see exactly what we're talking about, okay? If you got somebody who is conductive to sun and someone who's not conductive to sun, that's two different people, okay? It doesn't mean anybody better than all that. It's just a fact. So what we have to study and what you brought out was melanin. We have to understand that these vampires have studied melanin. A lot of vampires who were in Nazi Germany studied melanin. They went to the occult. They studied melanated people to the teeth. They wanted to know black knowledge. They want to understand that. That's what people said, well, what did they do? What happened 10, 12,000 years ago? What changed the world? What happened? When you're dealing with alchemy, black magic, if you're not stable as a people, and I'm talking about black folks here, and you're doing the wrong experiments, creating the wrong thing, you start getting mutations. You start getting stuff that looks totally different from the original. And this is what we got to go down with this. It's not to hurt people's feelings. Something happened. Because there was only one type. And then all of a sudden it switched and started having multiple types. So we got to come to the facts here. And when we're dealing with these so-called people, it's not all. It's these power elite who are the top of the food chain. We're talking about survival of the fittest. So if they've taken on the vampiric lifestyle, they'll kill their own folks who look like them in a split second.
That's right.
That's what a vampire does.
Yeah, that was a vampire. Vampire has no, there's no skin game with the vampire. The vampire is only worried about blood. Energy of the soul is what the vampire wants. He wants the energy of the soul, which is the oxygenated blood flow. Let's go to the top of the hour, man. Hey, man, you got to turn your, it's a lot of noise coming from you, man. I don't know what you're doing.
Sorry, bro.
I'm hearing. Okay, try to keep your microphone close, more noise from there. I got you. Go to 888.
I got you.
Go to 888. 88, you on the air, 88, you very
loud. Hello?
Go ahead, I'll hear you.
Go ahead, I'll hear you.
Oh, okay. Three things. On the BBC channel, they show a lot of vampire, werewolf documentary and shows. They had a show that was called Strange But True. They talked about vampires and the different type of vampires, vampires that drink blood. They interviewed a vampire that she claimed to be a psychic vampire and got your energy when you got close to her through psychic ability. Number two, Brother Dorian talked about not seeing any female vampires. On BBC channel, they had a show called Being Human. On that show, they had vampires, werewolves, people that were ghosts, zombies, and they were trying to infiltrate themselves into the community, and they would live next door to people. The vampire would work at the hospital, and before he could really change and start going out to suck blood, he would get blood from the blood bank. And the werewolves and stuff, and they chain themselves up in the basement and change. And then there was a chick that the werewolf changed. He had sex with her bit her up, and then she turned into a werewolf. So there were female werewolves on that show too. But the most interesting thing that I saw, if anybody wants to check out Lincoln the Vampire Slayer, something told me, you know, or something moved me, and I went and got that DVD. It puts a whole different twist on the war that was going on when Lincoln was around. And what they were suggesting is Lincoln had a encounter with a vampire that ended up killing his mother. And he was going back to kill vampires to avenge his mother. Linked up and found about this whole clique. And the Confederates had already linked up with the vampires because they had power and they had money. And so they had vampires fighting against the other team. And when they were shooting them and going through, they were just coming right through and slaying them. And they were just getting killed, just getting killed. And then when Lincoln was fighting the vampires, they thought about silver. And they built that whole movement around people donating their silver, and they going in and getting their silverware, and they smelting it down and melting it down for the bullets and for the bludgeons and stuff. They needed that to fight these vampires so that they could win the war. So Lincoln's vampire player.
Hold on. Now, don't stay online. Bring everybody else. Turn your radio down a little bit. Too loud.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I hear you good. Now, let me go there. Okay. And you go there, my two. Silver.
Oh, I'm hearing good. That's very good.
Yeah, so what they did, they showed that whole movement. And the person that befriended Lincoln was a vampire. And what had happened, he was out, they turned his girl, and then they killed her, but they turned him so he couldn't kill vampires. So once he hooked up with Lincoln and Lincoln was avenging him, he taught him how to kill him. So they put a whole twist on that whole scene. And what they did when the vampires was looking, trying to find out how they were going to fight, they had slaves. They used the slaves who were going through like underground railroad passages and, you know, going off through the back wheels, the runaway slaves. They had their own path. They used the slaves to transport the silver bullets and all the blades and everything to a site so that they could fight.
Okay.
Lincoln Vampire Slayer. You need to see
it. Hold on. We're going to hit this up now. And let me just give a little tidbit, and you take it from there. Civil War, y'all. Think about this again, y'all. Civil War. U.S. was fighting the bankers. The vampires under the high order is the Rothschild family. Silver is the only thing that could defeat a bad economy. Silver, just like in The Wizard of Oz, her shoes was actually silver, not red, and she was going up to the yellow brick road, which is gold. And notice that during this period, Lincoln, the vampire slayer, was going to open up to a new currency called the greenback. Now go ahead, brother, kick it on in.
Well, he just said, and I, everybody listen, you need to get this book called The House of the Rothschild by Neil Ferguson.
What was just said was exactly what you've seen. Every vampire is not bad. There's vampires that are good. There's good werewolves that are good. And that's why people don't understand this thing. The people that's going to help you are going to be the people that probably is in that same click. And that's usually what happened. But what you see with Lincoln was, remember, this happened to Kennedy too. The vampires killed him too. Whenever you hit their fake money, you are on the chopping block. They did the same thing. With Nixon was another little funky thing too. Ronald Reagan was another one. They tried to assassinate him too. Anytime you come after their gold, which ain't no gold no more. Nothing backs money. you are on the chopping block. The vampires are coming out. But remember now, they got werewolves that'll do their business. Remember what I just told you now? They can turn you into a vampire werewolf. So you don't know what it looked like. It can look like you. It can look like me. It can look anywhere it needs because it's what's inside. So remember, the vampire turns them. And once the vampire turns the person, they actually can see through their eyes. So that means what it means, they come back and tell them everything. We got to look at this on a spiritual level and not on a movie stuff. This is very real.
Yeah, and very real. That was a good analogy because, like I said before, that was a good movie. I did see it. And because right now, remember, there was a movement which is right now happening, everybody. Right now, you are giving away all your silver and all your gold. It's been a call for your silver and gold, and you have given it up. Think about that. Let me go to the next caller and just keep this thing moving. Let me go to 5235. 5235 in the New York. New York, 5235. Go ahead, New York. 5235, you on the air.
Yeah,
go
hello.
Ahead. You got your chance. Let's go, brother. I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, also, too, that the term Dracula comes from the planet Draco, and this represents fourth dimension being. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with things dealing with off the planet also, too. And I came onto the show late, but I heard you talking about Lilith. And that's what the monsters was about. That, see, actually, Adam was the first hybrid human, and what, you know, his wife, first wife being named Lilith, which she's being a vampire, you know, this even started off, the biblical text is starting this stuff off, too, of what you're talking about, and then that, what you're talking about, they can turn to werewolves and Dracula, that's called shape-shifting. That's called shape-shifting because some of the statues in the pyramids where they had the bodies of a man and the hands of the wolf, they would call that the underground or the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
So, the underworld, they're talking about the fourth dimension beings. And then, see, I this is going to be hard to understand, but, you know, a lot of humans was created to literally be their food supply. That's what that drowning of New Orleans was about. It wasn't just to drown out the people or to take the land back, but in New Orleans, that's where a lot of these werewolves and vampires and different other type of fourth dimension beings was had set up camp, and so the Mardi Gras was just to draw you there. So, you know, a lot of people was going disappearing. And so what we call rituals and everything is just actually the fourth dimension beings that control this third dimension planet. That's why it's called 3D. You know, so a lot of this.
Stop. You rolling, bro. Hold on. Don't stay on there with me. Now, that was good. I loved it. Now, tell me this, because, you know, me and you talk. I know this brother. This go way back. And we have talks like this just hanging. That's how we used to do it, just hanging. And now you just said 3D. No one actually ever explains that to us, why everything got to be 3D and what's the importance of 3D. And you just hit it so heavily on how Draco. Now, I'm going to give you this understanding. There's a lot of people who have talked about this. Dr. Delbert Blair, he was into talking about this as well. A lot of people would think you crazy, but let me tell y'all something. 3D animation is now making guns. 3D animation is now making cybernetic arms. 3D animation is making everything you can imagine. It's a fair right now amongst all investors who are using gold and metals and precious metals to make these things when they can use plastic at a high resin with 3D. So that's how powerful 3D is, man. So let me ask you, brother, you mentioned that. That dimension, and everybody says that we're going into the, do you think that's the reason why they're showing us all this holographic information like Michael Jackson, Tupac? You think they're preparing us for a 3D event?
Are you talking to me, brother? Or are you talking to him?
5235. I'm gonna let you answer. Then we'll let you answer, brother Montu.
Yeah, yeah.
You still out there?
Go ahead,
Montu.
Thank you. Don't. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Basically, we got to understand here is an understanding that have you noticed that the movies, everybody now they're giving out everything's almost in 3D. Almost
right.
Now everything you go is barely standing. Then they got another one above 3D with this moving chairs and stuff. All right. Now your TVs, I have a TV. It's 3D capability. So we have to understand now that with the holograms they're getting ready to do, you know, everybody knows you do need 3D glasses, but I got a feeling they're going to come up where you might not even need those. We have to understand the technology. The one thing the brother said on that is about the Draco. Well, the Draco, that goes back to Set Typhon. That's a Typhonian. That's where they get Count Dracula for. I didn't want to really go that far yet, but we must understand that that goes hand in hand. That still comes back to Ethiopia because those were Set Typhon people. There was no other god prior in Kemet, or really, the names change all over the world, people. Let's get this straight. When the whole was one landmass, these gods' names changed. They're all the same attributes, okay? Set Typhon, or Typhonian, or Set, was the oldest god on the world, this black god. Later on, it changes, and then you get Ra, and you get Osiris, and you get Ptah. Okay, those same people went up, and they were all around the Yemen Peninsula, all over. That's why it was all Ethiopia, really. And they were all around. This is going back to not really Atlantis people. Was another name, okay? Or Timaeus,
Santorini.
People called it that.
Santorini.
Yeah, another name.
Or Santorini.
Yeah.
Right.
They were all up in, or actually all up in the Britain and all in that area. They were all up in that Turkey. These people were everywhere. Whatever happened, whatever they fall, 12,000 years ago, something happened, cataclysm, something happened. One thing they say is that they were doing unnatural things. They were creating unnatural beings. If you go into DC Comics, read DC Comics and Marvel Comics, people. Those people are in their cult. They know all these stories. If you go into Marvel Comics, it talks about the cataclysm that happened in Atlantis because they created some type of vampire creatures. And it's mind-blowing. Remember, this is Jack Kirby and Stan Lee. These people are high up. One of them is a Jew. Actually, both of them are Jewish. So they know all this stuff. Okay? Go read some of that stuff. I grew up on it. Tell you the whole story.
That's right.
Tell you everything happened. Blow your mind.
And mutant. That's right. All this mutation out of the Dr.
The
Moreau.
What's their most hottest thing? The X-Men. Okay, Dr. Moreau in Marvel Comics was a high evolutionist. He created all these new men, they call them. Let's look it up if I'm making it up. All these hybrid creatures. So we have to understand
and we believe,
this stuff is not a joke.
And that brother said something that was really deep. He said that they create cataclysmic events such as New Orleans because the blood count and the body count is high. I guarantee you. Spike Lee did an excellent job with the levees, bro. Guarantee you, they have no real count of how many people are actually missing. Guarantee you. We don't see the news the way we need to see it. Let me go to 7777. You on the air? Oh, you drive off.
Hey, what's happening?
Go ahead, brother.
Can you hear me?
We hear you. Go right
Hello?
Ahead. Go,
yeah, it's an interesting topic, brother. Reading up a connection to that, I just really just have a comment in terms of like what is the desired type of end game in the terms of the implementing of these rituals and the different connotations they that comes along with them, and how is it that on that realm that there's no really present representation from the Afro, perspective in a sense. I know the brother said these were stories, maybe ancient stories, whether allegoric or not, that might have been adopted, by the you know, the European or Roman or barbarians at that time or whatever. But what is the countermeasure in terms of not only being aware, but of course they implement their beliefs and their rituals as we see in their, you know, in their activities, from entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. What is the combat, you know, in terms of like going against the grain? If they're our stories converted or rechanged or whatever, manipulated, and they use it to their benefit,
I can answer that for you, bro.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It is our story. You know, in Kemet, actually, if you look up in ancient Kemet and look up Batwoman, they actually had a god with a woman with a bat. Okay? I forgot what her name was. You'll actually see it. It's mind-blowing. So the story is ours. The creation of this is ours. They were black vampires, let's be honest. It was these type ponies I'm telling you about that went up in that area. It's more to that story. There's something that's your Hyksos story, because we got to get off this Hyksos. Hyksos weren't really white. They might have been mixed multitude at one time, but actually those were just pre-dynastic Egyptian. So if you look at some of them artifacts, it was just black folk. So this other stuff didn't come till later on. So that Typhonian story, we got to understand about that.
Well, let's go there.
Say something, bro.
Because I'm starting to notice that, you know, we get too hung up, especially those of us who are in the conscious community. I don't even want to say kind. Those of us who claim to have some understanding of what's going on on Earth. You know, the 3/4 of the Earth, everybody, is melanated. So let's get off of that. The problem is we stay on the same thing, and it makes it seem like we're talking about the same thing. We all know that 3/4 of the Earth is melanated. So at most likely, these people had color that was doing some of the things, these rituals, these early rituals. So let's quit pretending if white people wasn't there at that time, as we've been taught, then they wasn't even there. They weren't even in the mix when these rituals was coming up, when these so-called higher beings of incantation was being called into existence. They weren't there.
That's
so
true,
quit
bro.
That. If you really know knowledge, then quit. So you're falling for the old okey-doke as usual, and guess what that gets you? In last place. Let me go to one more, because he's been waiting a long time. 12, I'm going to go to you soon, 48. 8848, I'm going to go to you soon, and 1239. Go ahead, 1239, you're on air. 305, 1239, you're on air. Go ahead, I'm going to give you about two more seconds. One, two, okay.
Yeah.
Let me go to...
Hello?
It's on there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother, make your comment.
I just wanted to comment on... it's funny how you know, the vampires, they use a lot of bats. You remember when the first Dracula movie came out, they was talking about the bats. Now, if you look at the movie Batman, and you turn the symbol upside down, it's fangs. See what I'm saying? That's why they call it Batman. And the whole Batman concept was basically about your rich Bruce Wayne. He was a millionaire. Right, that one that became a crime fighter because they killed his parents. Right, he used the bat as a symbol because the bat lives forever. A bat can live for 1,000 years. Right.
Yep.
So in the original vampire story, when the bat bit the man and he turned into a vampire, was why he was able to live for so long, because he got the blood of the bat. You see what I'm saying? And But the bat also is the only physical, to this day, the only physical mammal or animal that is representative of the phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So if you look at the same thing from Egypt to now, it's an everlasting thing coming out of the ashes, reliving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once it bites you, you have everlasting life. You know, Dracula, actually, Dracula too, if you really look at the name, and you spell it out, right? A Dracula or anything that bites you that has the fangs becomes a healer, right? Dracula was actually a doctor, you know? That's why they spell it D-R-Acula, you know what I mean? Because it's really supposed to be spelled D-R period, Acula. His real name was Acula. But they put it together, and it just, as time went on, he was Dr. Acula, but it became Dracula, you know, because he was able to give life.
Can I say this here, brother? Actually, there was a vampire called Dr. Acula, and that was the original name. You're exactly right. You're exactly right, bro. And I actually read
Dr. Acula. Now, here's the thing. The thing with these vampires is when they started to bite people and give it life, they started to bite all type of things. So when they started to bite dogs in Mexico, right, this is how you come up with your chupacabra, you know what I'm saying? When they started to bite your lions and your tigers, your saber tooths, and anything that comes with a fang, you know, even a lot of reptilian beings that were bit, run your Congress today in your United States, they're vampires. You know, they're actually vampires, actual reptilians. But there's one source, right? There's one source that's their kryptonite that no one talks about. And I've been studying this for a minute. You know what that is?
Tell us.
You don't want to know what that is?
Tell us,
it's salt.
Throw it out there, bro.
It's salt. They can't stand salt. Just like a frog or reptilian. Yeah, notice, whenever you see any vampire movie, you never see a vampire near a beach.
The only thing I seen was that Blade when they had him out there in that body, what's called, when they let the sun hit him. But you never see him by water like that.
Now, I'm going to get a little bit deeper for you before I get off right now. Let's take the Wu-Tang Clan. Let's go into the music for a little bit, right?
Remember they had the fangs.
The Wu-Tang is the first group you ever saw with the fangs. You've never seen a hip-hop artist with fangs, and the Wu brought it in. And it was Method Man. You know, when he had the Tikal and so forth, then all of them started getting the golden fangs. Now, here is the thing about the Wu-Tang Clan. First of all, the name Clan, right? Anytime you hear the word Clan, whether it come from Africa or Japanese or whatever, they were all killers, right? That's why Wu-Tang called himself the Killer Bees.
Killer Bees.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Which a bee, the real color is not yellow and black, it's golden black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And bees can kill, but they can also heal at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They can do both, right? So they would call themselves the Killer Bees. Now, let's take the name of their first album. What was the name of the first album? It was called Into the what? The 36 Chambers.
Chambers.
Right, 36 Chambers. Now, if you add up the number 36, starting from the number 1, and you add 2 plus 3, 4, all the way to 36, you get the number 666. So what they were saying is into the 36 chambers, meaning into the 666. This is why on the whole first album, their faces were covered up. They were all unknown beings. Before that, they were Prince Raheem. Notice the name Prince, the genius. But then when they became Wu-Tang, they became the RZA, Jizza. They changed the name. The faces changed. The whole nine. These are vampires right now.
And now hold on. Now we want the people to know that.
And they don't cast the reflection.
But hold on, we don't want the people to realize now, when he said 666, everybody, that's 6 electrons, 6 neutrons, and 6 protons. That's what 666 is. That's the number of man, because it takes those numbers of 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons to make your molecular structure called the atom. I told you DNA is called divine nature of atom. So your atoms
is
the real thing. You should never be afraid of 666.
But when you're dealing with the 666, you're talking about the 6 ether beings. When you put it right side up, it's 999, which is 9 ether beings, which is us. You feel what I'm saying? So
you're still dealing with 6 electrons, because you got to know your molecular structure. You 6 electrons, and you 6 protons, and you 6 neutrons. 9 of them, that's introverted, and we can go into a whole number of classes with 9 and 6. That's a whole other series.
Saying,
but What I'm saying is the 999, though. But hold on, I'm asking you, and I need you to answer this question so you don't go. Do you aware that you are 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons? Are you aware of that?
You know, I'm aware of that science.
Okay,
but
that's where we at. Because I don't want to go too far because we're gonna get too far. But hold tight, let me get some more people on here. I don't like the people to realize that don't fear 666. I can go to every numerology. We can go to Jamaica if you want to. Your name is numerical. But 666, don't fear. It's just 6 electrons, 6 neutrons, and 6 atoms. That's what you are. So we can go into numerology another day, and believe me, it's enough numerology to take us into next year.
Oh, we can do a whole two or three shows.
So much numerology out here, my God. I mean, hell, we can go into the whole day of the month. First of all, you're in Constantine math, months anyway. Mm-hmm. You're not even in the real time. Yeah. We're in the Constantine. And go over here, 8848. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Brotherhood Motep, for your information. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I get all these names confused. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I wanted to ask in reference to when a person has insomnia, I've heard that when a person has insomnia, it's because there is the spirit of witchcraft involved. A person that has insomnia, is it something that's related with this subject matter that we are talking about? I have insomnia. I suffer of insomnia. I always say that it's because of my artistic side because I've noticed that artists are very much nightlife people, nocturnal individuals. Mm. They're not daytime individuals.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, what they like to do is that in the daytime, they function better from the afternoon on. Another thing that I wanted to express is, do you know anything in reference to, for instance, vampires when they have the cross, the garlic,
mm-hmm.
all these
mm-hmm.
The symbols. Because in my understanding is that the cross has to do with the sun, with the equinox of the sun,
right,
setting, and right. So since they have that mm-hmm. issue, and
let me say this, you're exactly right. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of those myths are not true. Holy water. It feels like the brother just came up. Most likely, that would be salt water. Okay, because it dries up the skin, straight to the heart. That's dealing with the chakras there. If you ever hear what they talk about, the different chakras, which you stake to the heart, kill anybody. If you go into a lot of these Romanian countries, you'll see people where they put stuff in their teeth. This is actually what they were doing, put like a piece of wood in their teeth, and sometimes you see people stake. But the one thing we got to understand about in European culture, they're very, 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 very superstitious. They make us look like it ain't even a joke. So they, just like the Black Plague, they thought that was a curse. No, it was because you killed all the cats because you were superstitious and had rats running everywhere. So a lot of those stuff about that is myth. A lot of it's unreal. That's why they're starting to tell it in the movies. You notice in Twilight, they're saying, oh, we don't, ain't no holy water, ain't no cross. And they're literally telling people, no, that stuff's really not real. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of the silver is symbolic because, silver is very, very, very precious. And actually, it's a very powerful, magical metal, and they know that. So that's another reason why.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Gold is dealing with
That's right.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm saying a lot of what you were saying. The brother mentioned also about the salt. In the ancient world, you was worth your weight in salt.
Mm-hmm.
Salt was a commodity. So It was something that was used as commerce. And another, this also goes back to commerce, because if you notice, Dracula was actually shipped over here on a ship.
That's right.
In the original movie, not this new stuff. And it's long, not the ones you're watching now, but the Bram Stoker one.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a ship being shipped to the area he was supposed to be in.
Can I throw this out here? Look at Bram Stoker, Dracula, and look at his facial features. And look who that matches people. He wasn't writing that for jokes. He was writing that to distinguish some folks. Look at that feature in them people of that Dracula. And you'll see what he was trying to say. These movies are done on purpose to portray something. You got a lot of infighting within this power elite, too. They talk about each other, and they use movies to do it. So you got to watch these movies. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead. You're going to make up the point. Why you still got it? Go ahead.
I was just going to tell everybody, if you want to look at a real vampire, a real woman that was like this, a high aristocrat, a countess, Elizabeth Bathory. Elizabeth Bathory. She lived in Hungary. She was a woman that would kill her mistress, these women, and would lay in their blood. They had to be a virgin, okay? Actually, they say she disappeared. I think most likely they killed her. But this lady here knew that blood, actually in the ancient world, they said they would lay in blood, it would give you vitality. They knew about it. And they still do this today, people. Watch that movie, Hot
Style.
They did that in that movie.
Yes, they did, Hot Style. And, you know, the brother made another point, and I want y'all to know, I know that brother for a long time, do an excellent rapper. I can't wait till we get the single, Jesus. It's going to be awesome when we get that together. But let me just say what he did say. He said that, Bat is the Egyptian name for a god.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you look at some of the Egyptians, they have people who have the wings of a bat. Now, again,
mm-hmm.
nocturnal animals were considered very priceless, everybody, because if you can hunt in the dark, you were great. If you can hunt in the dark, you were awesome. So in order to see in darkness as well as in light became a well-known phrase. If I can see in darkness as well as light, man, I'm duality. I'm both the Baphomet. I'm the male and the female. Now, most of these characters are considered both male and female of the vampire, but she told me earlier she's seen a woman werewolf, and I think that's new. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of the new things that we're seeing with these mythological characters, they're being transformed and brought into a different light. But let's say for those of us who may be just a little bit older, you know, back in the day, the vampires were mainly both, and then the werewolf was always a guy. Up until, I'd say, late 90s, they might have changed. But for the most part, and today you might have anything with Twilight and Twilight them because of that, because they'll do anything. Matter of fact, on the HBO one about vampires, they come out in the sunlight. I think I've seen an episode where they actually came out in the sunlight for Mary. So I don't like to mix too much of it with the modern day, because they want to take you off of its original compass. Its original compass with the Bram Stoker and all them who wrote it, they did not come out in no doggone sunlight. So I'm going to deal with that premise, because we are now changing things. Vampires are now turning into zombies. Go a little bit into the zombie thing, because a zombie is considered a hybrid creature, something that is not human, mainly biologically, maybe transformed through chemicals or some type of virus. Normally a virus makes a zombie. What's your take on that?
Well, a lot of things with the virus, and let's just look at the zombie thing. We know that in ancient Voodoo, and let's say it distract people, they didn't call themselves voodoo, and they didn't even really have no dang little dolls. That's European garbage that came over. What they would do if they were the voodoo priest, a Voodoo priest, if they were going to punish a person, let's say you got a child, maybe a child molester, or you had somebody who was killed someone. What they would do is they would make them look like they died. and give them this puffer fish. And they had a lot of people were master scientists. They were awesome chemists. That's why the white man knows, and I'm not putting them down, just to be honest, the power elite white folks go over there. They know the people are high chemists. That's black magic. They were able to actually give you a drug that would make your heart rate slow so much that you look like you're dead. So they would bury them. Then once the Hogan priests come back, they would literally cover them because they just barely alive, almost comatose. They would bring them back, but they'll have them almost in a trance-like state. They would take them somewhere totally out of the way and put them under, like, servitude. Then I think after it's done, these people would see these people come back and say, oh, my God, he's alive, he's like the living dead. They would blow their mind. So you're able to do stuff with certain type of potions and certain type of stuff that would make people do all kind of stuff. Remember I said about the hallucinogen that the berserkers did would make you take on a werewolf or werewolf type way. These are things they were able to do. So could it be a disease? Yes. Schizophrenia back in the day, they thought they were possessed by a demon. Actually, it's just an imbalance of the body. So a lot of times in the ancient world, they would think that it was a spirit. No, it was just a disease. Or it was just a... sometimes they said back in Europe, they had a problem with the fungus in the bread. And actually, the stuff was actually giving them almost like an elusive drug. And they thought if you were possessed by demons, no, what you did, you had them on drugs, people. This fermented stuff got them messed up. So because they didn't, and that's in Europe, and because they didn't actually know medicine good, they would think that. Even in ancient Africa, a lot of people didn't know. They actually knew. When they said spirits, they actually kind of knew that they were sick, which is what we call now disease. So sometimes they said spirits back then, but it would be disease. And they'd be picking at them witch doctors, so some people knew what they were doing. They weren't no joke.
Let me say this. Because, again, I put that thing out about Hidden Colors, but see, I'm big enough and bad enough to tell you the good and Hidden Colors. One of the parts of Hidden Colors was part of the fact that they did show that the slaveholders always went to the medicine people of the slave quarters as their medicine people. They didn't call for a doctor or any of them that were of their own persuasion. They wouldn't got the what they considered the real root doctor. Now, that being said, if y'all go look up the book of Imhotep, who was the first known physician, now, I'm not saying he was the only physician, but the writings of his formulas, you will see that this was taken long, 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 long before any of them ever came on the scene. Now, does this make them, you know, lesser? I don't know. All I know is that many of us had our own agenda, and we did some things. Now, let me ask you a question, man, when we get to the alchemy. I just mentioned St. Maurice. Many of these individuals who went into Europe was considered medicine men, doctors, high shamans. You think that maybe our people cast some spells on some people? And maybe that's the reason why?
I think. Let me tell you what I think it was, bro. And this is what we got to be real about this. If you got people doing genetics mutation and genetics engineering here, you know they was doing it then. They've got an area out there in, California, New Mexico, or Nevada, called Area 51. If you do the research, people, they say that there's like an underground layer out there like 6 feet deep with all kind of experiments. They say if you go down there, they would blow your mind. You might see a half monkey man. You might see some, it would blow your mind. So they were doing that now. You know they were doing it then. That's where you get your Minotaur story. Drybone, I tell you, they said about the Minotaur story is that one king, this is where you get zoophilia, which now is called bestiality, where they said a king took his wife, put her in a plastic or some type of suit of a cow. Then this white bull came and made it with the cow and made the Minotaur. That's gene splicing. That's a story talking about gene splicing. So we got to go back to Saturnalia or so-called Atlantis. If you read about that story, it said that the black magician started doing unnatural things. And because of these unnatural things, the gods punished him. Now, if we're talking about punishment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're going to say.
So when you see this story, this is partially where you get these vampire werewolf stories. You start seeing the progenitors. You start seeing this stuff. They said they punished them, and they brought lightning bolts and different stuff. Sometimes you hear Zeus did it, and sometimes you hear Ra, because Ra was overtook by his children, and he wanted to punish mankind. Same story with Zeus, want to punish mankind, okay, for being disobedient or man. So that's the same Atlanta story that goes in the Bible, where it's not gods, it's just God then, doing unnatural, and you get the Nephilim. So you hear the story. So something did happen. Something very, very, very bad happened. I think a lot of times.
And you know what? Let's be honest about that. No preacher today ever talked about the Nephilim. I have went to many churches, everybody, and you have too. You ain't never heard a sermon on the Nephilim in any of these churches because it is scared the living shit out of them. So let's be honest. Why do we skip major parts of the Bible? I mean major, to talk about some of the most unnatural things that are totally unreal. Let's go there for a minute. Demon possession. In the ancient world, demon possession could be seen in a lot of ways. First of all, let's just make this clear. When you go into Kemet, the holy cat, spelled backwards, is Catholic. The holy cat, which would be the Imhur Peru, which would be Paul Hackett, sitting there in the desert, now making the man conquer his lower nature. We are taught that we have a lower nature. But we're supposed to, the head, the human head represents divine intellect, that we can control the animal nature, but has now been usurped. So like the brother said earlier, when you hear somebody say go left, you best to go right. They have taken our power over our animalistic nature and now has made the bestiality ruler. That's why Remus and Romulus was so popular, because animal worship, bestiality worship, was given to the Roman Empire. Anytime you will suck the breast of an animal for your nourishment rather than the breast of a real woman means you have taken on bestiality. And so maybe that's the reason why we are such a canine, vicious mentality of people who will just destroy and eat their young. What's your view on that, man? Because it seems like our bestiality, the bestiality of this world is becoming more popular. Never.
Well, let me show you this here, and I'm going to say this here, and people got to be very, very honest. Did people see Jeffrey Dahmer eating folks? Did people remember that boy eating people?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Werewolves would eat folks. A werewolf would just totally devour. If you look at it in the movie, devour a person. You can literally eat them to pieces. Then we have to look at the fact that it's bestiality. Right over there in Europe, it's so bad in Europe right now, over in England, that they're trying to put laws to stop it. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody's starting to take on the characteristics of this werewolf and this vampire. They had a black guy probably a year ago. The woman, she had a horse stable. Let me show you how bad people have gotten. She had a horse stable. She heard a horse hollering. She didn't think nothing of, so she kept at her in my holler. Went out there. Come to find out some dude had got on the horse, was having sex with the horse. When they called the cops, he said, why did you do it? He said, I just had a thing, wanted to do it. You got people doing some stuff unbelievable now. So if it was going on now, you know it was going on then.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You're starting to see and that's what the ancient was trying to teach with Horacet, which they misnumbered the Sphinx, putting your higher nature over your lower nature. That's what they were trying to do. But people got to understand what happened in Nile Valley, and actually what happened all over the world, because it was all one landmass and one culture. You had two warring fractions. You had the yin and the yang symbol. Darkness, ignorance, and light, knowledge. Well, one time, darkness overtook light knowledge and made everybody ignorant, which is where you get the bestiality. You get these mutated animals coming out, these wild, crazy things. That was the fall of ancient Saturnalia or Timeri or Zeptepi, whatever name we call it. That's when the people fell. And if people really want to know, that's why the Bible is so, you can't understand it because they left so many pieces out of it. But when you go into the mythos of ancient so-called Greece, Kemet, Nubia, they don't even want to talk about Nubia because actually Nubia is actually Egyptian. You'll see where the fall, you get the so-called Gilgamesh, okay? You'll see, which that's Set Typhon people. That was the other Ethiopian people. That story shows that a people did something wrong and caused a major, major cataclysm that the gods had to punish man. And I want to say this isn't too, Brother Drybone. The harp they're using with the manipulating the weather, they did that back then because that's where they used that Ark of the Covenant. That's what they're talking about manipulating the weather. Those, the pyramids and stuff, were weather machines. So when you hear the gods curse the man, that's how they was able to do it. They was able to make storms and lightning. And that's what they were able to do this stuff. So to take
the mechanism off, let's talk about that because it can't be far-fetched, everybody. Because remember Nikola Tesla, who at that time was when Westinghouse, all of the so-called big industrializers was trying to bring in this new invention of utilizing the energy based off what Tesla had found and learned in that same area where Dracula was at, Romania. They came with this information of how to use, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but I know the whole story, but it's on www.driveonconnection.com where you will see he used reverse polarity, and he was able to do some amazing feats that would have cost us no problem with electricity. It would have been free. Of course, greed, the vampires killed him, made him broke. Tesla died broke, everybody. And if you do buy his car, you're just buying it out of namesake. The man gets nothing or his family. They made him destitute. So when they used this powerful entity and energy that they found that the ancients had left, let's be clear here, everybody. They are doing excavation every day. That's why I don't understand our people. You don't even go to the library, yet you're going to debate people who know they went over to the areas and dug up huge mounds of things and seen these things and have reported on their own website. Luckily, we take the time through our great teachers who have came before us to look this stuff up, and we found that this is facts. So it's very disturbing for us. And I see why my brother said, Brother Bonetti, Amara, say how some of our leaders, those of us who proclaim to love Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark, these people died destitute. Most of our great people died destitute because the masses like to say they listening. But are you really listening? Harp could be messing with you right now. And guess what? Harp is part of that so-called vampire elite. Don't you know the vampires are able to use what they would consider, they don't talk. A lot of vampires in these movies never talk in the older times. They were able to talk to each other through mind control. Just think about it. Peter Cushing, they would talk to the women. They would look at them with their eyes. They would open up wide and put them in a hypnotic trance. That's what harp is. The vampires have now used hypnotic powers to the fact that you don't even know that you're not even in the United States anymore. You don't even know that this is not even a country. And I don't care who and whatever tells you that they can do anything in the court. Let it be clear. The dismantling of America has already been done. It's over. The borders are open, everybody. If you do not understand it, quit looking at Israel. That is an illusion. Israel can kill everybody in that whole region. They have enough weapons given to them by you, taxpayers, to them via the United States. And it's a shame that Cynthia McKinnon has to hide because Black America won't stand up for her for telling the truth. She told you that they had to support Israel or else. Everybody in the Black Caucus should go to the Batman movie with the Dark Knight. Yeah, the Dark Knight would be good for them. You know, if y'all remember the Dark Knight movie, it was a part in there that all politicians got their just dessert. And I mentioned to you that I'm not telling you, but I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. Just look at these videos that everybody's posting on Facebook. People are fighting back. They may get their ass whooped. But the problem is they can't take a whole mass of people waking up. They can only take a little bit of time. Let me go to the ATL, who's via in the B low Buffalo. Let me get 1-877.
Hello?
Go ahead, 1-877. Hello, I hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, Dry Bones. Hi, Dry Bones. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. How you feel? I know you enjoying yourself.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely enjoying this show, excellent show. And hello, Montu.
How you doing?
You're doing pretty good this evening?
Doing excellent, excellent.
Great. I am enjoying the show. I learned so much. I never liked watching the werewolf movies, and my daughter watched them. And after just sitting here listening, I am trying to connect the dots, and my question to you would be, because we're dealing with blood, you know, and drinking the blood, and also with the email that Dry Bones sent out stating that the written material goes back 10,000 years, and I think that's the length of all written material. And since it is coming from, you know, Egypt and Greece, and, you know, Greece invading Egypt, and do you think that these creatures were created through the fallen angels? Because, you know, blood is just seems to be the thing, and we know the sacrifice out of the Vatican now, and we know that there's man and, you know, a lot of pictures out in Greece with, you know, an animal and a man, and would you, you know, connect the dots in the area that this might be one of their things as well?
Well, I will say this here. Blood is synonymous all through Egypt. You'll see Sekhmet, the goddess who was by Ra, who went to punish mankind. She was a blood drinker. She killed a lot of people. They said, it was so much that they had to give her beer. Actually, when they're talking about, they're talking about natural forces. Okay, so we're talking about natural forces. That's how they wrote in the history books and mythology. Sekhmet was a force of nature, okay, that would kill people like storms. They would give it names. That's what they did in ancient times. So, but you see blood sacrifice, you know, you'll see that it was all red. You just read that story, Sekhmet, and you'll hear that. Could that have been with the Greeks? One thing you will see is marry into the blood. You had to be in a certain bloodline. You hear that too. You hear that when they talk about the vampires. You got a pure blood or one that was turned. You'll always hear that. Let me show you what I mean by turn. And I can say his name. We're going to say real powerful people. Sean Puffy Combs. He's one that's been turned. He doesn't have the bloodline, okay? You heard Jay-Z saying, you know, I got blue blood now, and so on and so on. He's just been turned. He's not of the bloodline. But he's a part of the vampires. But he's not a high-order vampire. He's a familiar, like they say in Blade. But he's had a little, you know, a little talk, a little say-so. Now you're going to see a lot of those brothers trying to flex their muscle and move out. But let me, now, this is the one thing I will tell them, and I'm just a little guy. If they killed Michael Jackson, they would blow them off the map. Because Michael had more money than them put together. That's what they wouldn't tell people. When you got asset, you got money. Mike had assets to buy them boys 80 times. That's why they made sure they killed him. So it's dealing with bloodlines. So remember, Alexander the Greek
He ain't nothing great about him. Had to marry into the bloodline. Now, he didn't live all the way, but the Ptolemies was his heirs. And let's be honest, the Greeks actually weren't all full white. They were actually mixed. So, because they had to come to the next bloodline with the Etruscans, the Palagenians, the Creeks, the Minoans, those were black people. So they were already highly mixed with them when they had to come in. But there's a good chance that you are looking at a lot of blood drinkers, because that's when the they call them the 13 tribes. You read that book. You're talking about a blood, the Machiavellian bloodline. It's the French. Very dangerous people. Very satanic. Their main colors are black and red. That used to be our color, but they flip it. Now they use. That's why you always see Count Dracula with black and red. Okay? So, yes, those people. And I will tell you, one of those Ptolemies that we do the Eucharist for, people on Sunday don't understand what they're doing, that was a blood ritual. The man used to drink blood. He would kill his people and drink blood. So that's why people are doing the Eucharist. They don't understand that it really has nothing to do with Christ. That's about a guy who was a Ptolemy. I can't think which one. He would drink wine and drink blood. So,
let me go even further. Let's be honest, everybody. We said last week with a brother on Monday about spirituality. Not only do these people drink blood, they have sex rituals with dead. Now, you think I'm playing. I don't know why many of you don't get upset with the so-called black undertaker who we put our people's bodies in. Now, I'm not saying everybody, so don't go crazy. I'm saying that the dealing of bodies, the dealing of the dead is very lucrative. And what they have done is they have, he has, what'd you say, Brother Turn? Or he's Turn, because remember, in order to get the body parts from these people, the funeral home has to be in cahoots. Mm-hmm. He's the last one. He's the last one who embalmed that body. So he either is in on it, because they can't get the organs out until he actually finishes. So do you see how this is so serious? And you pay big money for death. Big money for death. $6,000.
Can I say this?
$6,000 for average funeral.
Have you noticed in every vampire movie, every last one, they always have a blood bank full of blood everywhere. They always want you to give blood. They wouldn't say, we give to the march. You know, I think Wesley Snipes said, you think we're marching down? And then he said, do you know how they do? Go to every blood bank. We have to understand these people are fascinated with that. But I'm going to be honest with you, and this is what we can't romanticize about our people, and Brother Drybones understand it. There's a lot of evil stuff that was going on with us as a people. And that's why these vampires are in power now. We got to look at those Moors that went up there. If you go back and look at some of those pictures, you'll see Moorish women with a bat on symbols on her hat, on her head. Those costumes that the Klan wear, that's more science stuff. So we got to understand, so many people weren't all good people. And there's a reason why we're in the shape we're in.
That's reciprocity. I always tell people, you know, we're not in this predicament because somebody is my old powerful of us. We're in this predicament because we failed to take on the responsibility that was given to us. And now we want to cry foul. You made a very good point. I told everybody St. Maurice, during the French Revolution, who is in Hidden Colors, but not given that part, he was a high priestess. He did ceremonies. He read the you know how you call it? It's called divination. When you go pour water and you look into somebody's future, he was at that. He also was an alchemist. Alchemy at that time was the highest degree of science amongst those who were in the initiate. That means that you were able to heal, you were able to take precious metals, you were able to take what they would consider, and I'm not good with this word, but it's called pharma something where you deal with herbal, you take the medicine from the herbs. They knew all of that. And they would take the herbs and make medicine out of all these things. They knew all this. They were astrologers. They knew how to plant everything. So they had it in their system. When you teach a people something and they learn it from you, and then they take what you learn after you die and say, we tired of you ruling over us, we're going to start ruling too. And once they learned how to rule and how to maneuver, it had nothing to do with color. People were still having sex. Now, the most powerful energy on the planet Earth is sex. That's one of the most powerful energies on the planet. Because the initiate knows that the male and female ignition system is through the vagina and penis. Now, I will be giving some updates on the next when I do the sacred sperm series. It won't be now. We might wait to the end of and start it maybe in September. I'll use September for that period. You will have to understand how deep this goes, because not only after you get the blood, the next sacred liquid would be sperm. That's absolutely right. That's why sex is important to the vampire. Sperm is next. So you have the two gels of man that are used into the making of, because the woman also has where she is the incubus or the concubine for all this. Now, you know vampires always have concubines.
And can we say this is too, bro?
Go right ahead.
They say vampires cannot reproduce. They're sterile.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? See, they need, that's why, right. I believe they need that type of origin type stuff. Remember, the succubus and the incubus, they say they're sterile. They have to take the sperm from one person and then put it inside of, after they somehow infect it, and put it inside of a male, a female. You read those
that's
stories,
right.
It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. That's
right.
Go ahead.
And they're doing it today. They're doing it today. That's when you get your cloning. That's why, I'm going to say his name. I know y'all don't like to talk about him, but this particular president decided to have stem cell research. They need the stem cells. The body is the power, everybody. It was made that way. It is divinely set. But we are temporal beings. We are temporal beings. We're not here for the long haul, fleshly. Fleshly, we will reduce this and go into a new elevation. I will not be the first to tell you what happens, because ain't nobody called me back to tell me. But I'm going to tell you what is known to us through what is written and what we are to perceive to be the next initiation. We understand that all of us, and I know it's after 11 and we won't take it much longer, but I want everybody to know that after we get through this, we are going to continue on, because many people call me and say, you know, what can we do? Where else can you hear this at? If you don't hear from Tom Joyner, if you don't hear from your local radio station, and if you're tired of saying our talk shows suck, well, come on over to WW Drive On Connection, or you drive on the Blog Talk, and support this type of conversation, because where else are you going to get it? And there's many out there. I'm not saying we're the only ones. I'm just saying that for those of you who are listening, who stay conscious, would listen to us, stay on here, and we will keep you informed. There is a bunch of laws coming out, and you say, well, what's up? Well, each state is about to secede. Some states will secede. Texas is talking about seceding. The vampire movement is on. People know that they must fortify themselves, prepare yourselves. I suggest everybody, and you can listen to me if you don't, go to your health food stores, buy all your alchemy vitamins that you need for your body to sustain itself, just in case you don't get the proper mineralization needed, because food is tricky, everybody. The vampire does not eat but blood. The werewolf does. But the werewolf has a problem with his eating habits, because sooner or later, he goes carnivorous. And we have to balance what we eat.
And let me say this here, bro. We got to understand what werewolf like. It likes flesh. It likes blood. Okay? And we got to be very... When a lot of times we say this stuff, man, I really don't want to say everything I want to say. Because, I mean, I'd rather wait for another time where I can come back again.
That's right. Yeah,
but you gotta
exactly.
know, man. You'll see the symptoms of a werewolf You only like half-cooked meat. It's just mind-blowing. And you'd be like, that's the only thing I can say. You know where I'm going. It's just,
Hold on. Stop right there. Let's leave on this note. I watched the show today, everybody. And I'm going to give everybody a little time. Before we at the top of the hour, I'm going to give everybody 1 minute to make your point before we go. So stay online. Everybody who's still online, I'll give you 1 minute to make your last point. But you notice the eating of meat by some people is told to us, not to me, because I like anything I eat got to be well done. But to tell people that the way a steak should be eaten is being bloody as blood. That ought to tell you something who is actually in power. People who want to eat blood. Because according to all the so-called chefs, a steak should be bloody. And if you want it well cooked, you have just destroyed that steak, according to them. This is the cycle of the vampire werewolf. Now, before you get the last word, but everybody, I'm going to give you 1 minute. And please, do not get mad if I cut you off after that 1 minute, because we got to get everybody through. And I'm going to give everybody an opportunity. I'm going to start with you, 48848. Make your point. Go ahead. My fault. Let me turn you on. Starting now. No, 8848. Go ahead, 8848. Make your last point or comment.
Yeah, thank you for the show. It was informative and well. I hope that I'm not none of those, because I have insomnia.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at night.
Let's hope you're
not a vampire. I can't sleep at night, brother.
I like that one.
And let me say something. You know, I just thought about something. Remember that album of North Barkley, Crazy. I don't know if you have that album, but that CD is off the chain. It's very spiritual, and he has a tune there that speaks about having sex with a corpse. And
wow.
He's a very deep.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very deep. He's very very deep. And for some reason or another, he just loves to dress up like a woman.
Well,
and he'll do it.
Who is this?
No, Brock. I think that's CeeLo. Ain't that CeeLo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know CeeLo, man. They almost got, you know, they almost got in for a rape from some girl out there. They had to stop his album out there in California. That's why he didn't get that song, Happy, that old boy got. That was supposed to be his song. And the powers that be that run these clowns, the vampires that run those clowns, told him, "Hey, your name a little too hot right now. You can't."
He was happy. All right, go ahead, 777.
Oh,
make your point, please. Go ahead, 777. 777. Okay, let me go to 5235. 5235. Make your point. Last point for you.
I just wanted to say right quick that when he was talking about the zombies, a lot of the white preachers, when they interpret the Bible that the dead shall rise and devour the living on the earth, they're talking about zombies. I mean, that's what they're translating, but they don't let a lot of the black preachers of them know that's actually their translation. And then also, too, I just wanted to say, at some of these supermarket stores, they sell blood that you can buy.
Mm.
And, you know, where's to make it for these, vampires and stuff, to whereas they don't have to kill the people. But a lot of people don't know, a lot of these serial killers and a lot of these butcher killings, this is by werewolves and vampires, but they'll just say it's a serial killer, or it was a lion that mauled, or animal that mauled somebody. But they're actually talking about the fourth dimension being. So this is why when they say know thyself, they're really talking about us learning how to get to the fifth dimension and better, because now you're able to escape the fourth dimension beings on down, basically being the lower class of the fourth dimension and third dimension. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there right quick. I only got a minute.
When we do that show, make sure you call back. I'm gonna let you do it. So don't forget, okay. I told you that.
Okay.
So get ready, because that's a deep topic right there, y'all. Because there is a mental escape. That's what the Matrix is about. And for those of y'all who understand that, it was escape from this. 1-877. Make your point and comment.
Yes, I was just wanted to just make a comment on the movies that we have that's out. I know in Atlanta we have the vampire movie not too far from where I work at. I think it's Diaries of the Vampire. And
yeah.
I think I'm not sure if there's so many different types of these movies. Perhaps they're trying to prepare us for, you know, the future, that, you know, perhaps we'll be able to see these people. Maybe they'll be more visible. You think that they're, you know, because it's so rapid right now, you know, is this a preparation for us?
That's something to think about. Maybe they prepared us for when they just say, we're here. Okay, go ahead, brother. Want to comment on that one before we take the last call? Stay on there. We'll give you the last call. 88880. Go ahead, brother. Make the comment.
Well, actually, I was pulling something from the computer to see. Can you just run by what she had said a second? Just kind of give me a brief, and then
She said that maybe it was some type of recourse. Are you with me, sister?
Yeah, I'm still here. What I said, Montez,
do you
think that this is a preparation? Perhaps they're going to be out. They're trying to prepare us for these vampires, that this is normal. This is a, you know, I mean, I know it's not normal, but because of all these movies and shows and all these, you know, a lot of children, including mine, that just really, really love these type of shows, they're trying to mentally use physical science, I guess, to let us know that this is going to be a reality and they're going to be right here amongst us.
With us.
Yeah,
okay,
I answer that, sister. It's all about conditioning. I think one thing that we have to look at is the fact that why did they have the old movie back in the 80s, V? Look at V. That's the reptiles. Remember now, these people say they're cold-blooded snakes, too, okay? That's the other type of creature we have, and they're cold-blooded snakes. All these animals have this own thing about blood, cold-blooded, animalistic thing. If you remember that, they were looking for water, okay? Then on top of that, they were harvesting humans. You remember that, Brother Drybone? They were harvesting humans in there because they wanted to eat them, okay? So
that's right.
When you look
that's
at
right.
that, they are conditioning people. But this is a scary thing about it. Majority of the people, this ain't black or white, let's just get people, are cattle to these people. What did they say in Blade when they had Deacon Forrest say, why are we even dealing with the humans? They're our cattle. That's what the man said in the movie. Now, these real vampires, werewolves, and let's just say snakes, whatever, they're all predators. That's who they are. They look at us as cattle. But if you're going to have cattle, you got to have cattle very stupid, very naive, very docile. They don't ask a question. They just go with the herd. What's the majority of people? They don't ask questions. They go with the herd. They move them when they want to. They watch TV. They know they don't read nothing. Okay? So, you know, yes, it is all
continued. That's I'm going to address that, and we're going to be talking about this more. People, how can you have any true dialogue if you haven't read anything? I mean, we are actually debating with people sometimes. I realize after about 3 or 4 minutes, they haven't read a thing. I can't even discuss nothing deep no more, because not that I'm better than you, but you can't even say anything that makes sense because you haven't read the history. And then you are going to look down with your nose up on people who did the research. Pretty much you should be happy that people are making it easier for you to find these things out, because 25 years ago it wasn't that easy. But this is where the mindset is. We're watching people who don't do no reading come in and want to debate you. You're like, oh, did you read the book, anything by anything? No. My grandmother told me. Okay. Let me go to 88880, and I'm going to go to 553, and that'll be the end of our call, and we will take it to... Go ahead. 88880. You want to make a last comment?
Okay. During this discussion, I know it kept referencing back to the cataclysmic event that happened. And I believe you brothers were saying Nephilim.
The Nephilim.
Were you referring to the who?
The Nephilim.
Could you
Nephilim.
The Nephilim.
Yes.
Okay, because that's something that I would like to research and look upon, because I don't know much about that.
Spell the word
for me. That is biblical. Yes. That is the biblical world, the saying that the sons of God meant the daughters of men, and they created these hybrid men or these beasts. That's another story, and actually that's actually an older story. It goes even when we're talking about Saturnalia and the Atlantis or Chimera.
Spell the name for him.
Yeah. I'll just do it quick on my computer. N-E-P. Hold on just a second. I'll give you exactly what it is. There we go right there. N-E-P-H-I-L-I-M. N-E-P-H-I-L-I-M.
Nephilim.
And another part of the Nephilim. And if you want to look up the jinn, that's in the Quran. That is another type of fiery beast. Half human, the jinns, J-I-N-N.
Okay, last caller. I'm going to put your last caller on. Make your comment. It's going to be 5530. 5530. Make your last comment, and you'll be the last caller tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, last caller tonight, 5530. Make your comment, please.
Hey, how you doing? Is this Dorian?
This is he.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Gumby, man.
Oh, my God, it's Gumby, man. What's been going on? Long time, brother. How you been doing?
Chilling, my brother. You know, I'm out here, man, and I'm scoping the scene or whatever. I'm still doing my research on the products for the women, how it's, you know, messing up the DNA and turning off a lot of the things that's supposed to be passed on. You know, I'm still following y'all, man, and I love the work y'all doing. I also caught the thing y'all did with Dr. Valentine. That's one of the people I really look up to. But as far as the zombie and the werewolf thing, I kind of be talking to people on this, and I kind of because you know I do the pedicures and everything, so I'm dealing with a lot of women. And when you really realize what's going on out there, you start to see that it is being terraformed towards this whole zombie thing. You know how we had the whole zombie thing in Miami and the guy ate the dude's face off and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Once you realize that, that was just a simple chemical that made that man turn crazy like that.
There we go.
They can mess up one company. They can mess up toothpaste. And you got 100,000 people that's going to be turning into zombies. You understand what I'm saying? And when you're dealing with the devil, this white man like this, he is not comfortable around anything that doesn't look like him. It's the syndrome that he got from the mountains and all that. So he wants to see us like that. And when they're depreciating the food that we have, everybody's becoming hungrier and hungrier for something that they can't see. You get what I'm saying? And what happens is through all these products, they're turning off the DNA. So what is it? What it's doing is allowing them to put these different concepts in their head, because back in ancient Africa and all this stuff, that's why their heads were so big, because they were passing down this genetic information from years and years and years. Now with the methyl and the stuff that the women are using in the bath products, it's turning off the DNA. So these kids are coming out with a clean slate. They're coming out like an empty human, you know, an empty vessel. So it makes it really easy for them to be able to do the terraforming that they're going to be doing, because it's really
that's
on
right.
the way. You understand? And we have to understand
well,
that they
say,
control all of these companies and these corporations. So you're using these chemicals on a daily basis. All it would take for them to fuck up one company, and they'll have 100,000 people to turn into zombies in one day.
We're gonna do it. If you come back on maybe sometime next week, I'll let you come on and explain that more thoroughly, because he did the research on the number one chemical company, and what's that? Unilever.
Unilever, and that's how they're
Unilever.
Setting up everybody for the eugenics.
Now I want y'all to look at the next time you buy something, it's a big U on the back of your product. It's Unilever. They have control of all of the so-called soaps and everything else you use. I suggest you, this brother broke this down about four years ago. He broke it down that easily. And I'm going to bring you back on here, man. So hook me up, call me up, and I'll set the time frame up. I want to do a little show on that, because that company is very much connected, and it's connected to that other company that had the, it was considered satanic. It had the woman with the half-moon face. What was the name of that company, y'all, with the half-moon face? It was
Procter & Gamble. They're all partner companies, and essentially what they do is they sell companies back and forth
right.
off to each other. So
that's
what the main
hey, man,
share
I'm going to cut off tonight because I got to get ready to go, but Gumby, call me. You got the number. I'll bring you on next week, so get ready.
All right, my brother.
All right, bro. Okay. I want to say good night to everybody, including my guest, Montu Hotep. Download these shows. Send this to your people. This is one of them shows that I think needs to be heard. It has a lot of, to me, information that if you look up everything we said, you will be exhausted. So rather than have, you'll be exhausted, believe what I'm telling you, because knowledge works that big muscle. That's when people tell you, oh, why? Because you're working the biggest muscle that you don't work, which is your brain. So anybody asks you, oh, why we always got to read it, you know what? Run from them. Do what Dr. Neely Fleety say. Dr. Neely Fleety say, run from dumb niggas. Run.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody that asks you why we got to read so much, why we got to look stuff up, you run. Because the biggest muscle that does not get exercised is your brain, and you do it by inculcating information that is factual. So, again, brother, thank you again, man. You know you'll be on again.
As always, brother.
We got you coming back on. We'll do another provocative show. So, again, Montu Hotep. Download.
All right, peace, bro.
This is the Vampires and the Werewolves. Good night, everybody. Peace out.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.